Our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox include a final farewell to the Go-Go Hares, and the warm weather has caused an invasion of Bishy Barnabies. But first, City Club doorman snared pickpockets.
Sharp-eyed Norwich City Centre doorman caught thieves who had driven from London to steal mobile phones worth thousands of pounds, a court heard. Abdelhadi Buziri, 29, and Samir Ghazali, 36, targeted top night spots and bars where they skillfully pickpocketed people. Norwich Crown Court was told that some clubbers had not been aware of being victims until they realised their phones were missing. Doorman was suspicious of the duo and police were called and the two men were searched. Four phones were found on the men and more were discovered in their car. The court heard it was an organised and planned operation and the men had taken advantage of people enjoying a night out.
A new £1.5 million MRI scanner has been opened at a private hospital in Norwich. The new scanner, which is said to be the first truly digital MR system on the market, has been in place at the Spire Hospital in Old Wotton Road for a number of months, but has now been officially opened. Radiology manager Vicky Tinkler said the new machine used the new technology to help patients relax by being immersed in a viewing experience while they are in the tunnel. She said, as well as this, it's an improved image quality and scanning time is shorter. It's very much different for patients who are anxious. When you're in the tunnel, there's a mirror system which shows a 60-inch TV. It's made to be calming. She said many people struggle with MRI scans because of the claustrophobic feeling and the fact that they needed to stay still for a long time. But feedback had been really, really positive, she said.
Families flocked to Norwich City Centre to bid a final farewell to the 50 Go-Go Hares, which have stood proud across the county all summer. Children posed with the beautifully decorated hares as parents snapped last-minute photos before the hares are whisked off to go under the hammer for the charity break. Hares superfan Taylor Pierce, 4, not only managed to see all 50 hares, but along with little sister Everly, 2, and his parents, Laura and Tom, the youngsters also spotted all 164 leverets around Norwich.
Staff at a Norwich care home dressed in the 1940s costumes to celebrate a medal presentation for a resident who fought in the Second World War. The ceremony was held at Ashfield's care home in honour of 95-year-old John Frew, who saw action at the D-Day landings in Normandy and across France, Belgium and Germany. Sergeant Major Rushton of the Royal Anglian Regiment presented Mr. Frew with a medal for his contributions to the war and honoured him with a new title, the rank of Chevalier or Knight of the French Army. The veteran's family and friends were also present.
People across Norfolk are reporting their homes are being invaded by ladybirds. Insect experts have suggested the recent hot weather has boosted the number of the harlequin ladybird species. Posts on social media have described the swarms of insects, known as Bishy Barnabies in Norfolk dialect, and show the ladybirds clustered inside and outside people's homes all over the county. It is thought the harlequin ladybirds, which first arrived in the UK in 2004 from Asia, hibernate over winter in buildings like homes that stay warm as the temperature drops. Scientists say the creatures are mostly harmless and can be left alone if they are found in your house.
A controversial change to rotas at the region's Ambulance Trust has been halted after staff raised concerns about the impact on their work-life balance. East of England Ambulance Trust had been looking at how it could change staff rotas to better balance the needs of patients and our staff. Previously, staff members slammed proposed changes, which would mean employees who would previously work the same shift pattern at the same station could now be sent to any station to fill gaps in rotas. At the time, one paramedic who had 10 years of experience said conditions were brutal. Outgoing chief executive Robert Morton told a board of directors meeting the process of changing rotas, known as building better rotas, was on track. Now the trust is looking into different ways of approaching the rota issues and relief working. Unison regional organiser Sam Older said, "We welcome East of England's Ambulance Service Trust's decision to pause its discussions on changing staff rotas while it explores options for rota changes that other ambulance trusts are considering and have now come to the attention of our trust."
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Rai Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.